Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, January 15th, and Sunday, January 16th. By the time you wake up Saturday, the snow will finally have stopped. Luckily, that will be the end of heavy snow for the weekend. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 20 degrees on Saturday. A wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour will settle into a calm wind by Saturday night, which will also have mostly cloudy skies and a low around 0 degrees. On Sunday, there will be a 20% chance of snow after noon, but it doesn't appear like it will be significant snowfall. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy, with a high around 27 degrees. The calm wind will again return on Sunday. On Sunday evening, it will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 18 degrees. Kirk Ferentz is coming for Joe Paterno's records. The Iowa football head coach agreed to a contract extension that will last through the 2029 season, the athletics department announced on Friday. The 66-year-old Ferentz, who already is the longest-tenured college football coach in the country, will be 74 when the new contract ends. If he does not retire before the end of the contract, he'd have spent 31 years as head coach at Iowa. The total compensation will be $7 million per year, with a chance for performance-based bonuses. Police arrested a Cedar Rapids man Friday on suspicion of assaulting a police officer who attempted to make a traffic stop in December and fired at the man's vehicle when he drove toward him. Eddie Ayers III, 26, was charged with assault on persons in certain occupations while using or displaying a weapon, assault on persons in certain occupations bodily injury, interference with official acts with a dangerous weapon, eluding resulting in injury, and some traffic violations. Ayers is accused of driving a vehicle that Reserve Officer Scott Fruling attempted to stop at 8:36 p.m. December 17th on 32nd Street Northeast. According to the police account of the incident, Ayers attempted to flee but was stopped by road construction. And when Fruling got out of his car to approach the vehicle, Ayers reversed course and drove at him. Officer Fruling then was forced out of the way by the car while shooting his service weapon at the vehicle. Fruling is currently on non-active duty while the department investigates if the use of his weapon was justified. The incident also caused him minor injuries. A judge ruled Friday that a Cedar Rapids teenager charged last year with killing his parents with a knife and axe has been found competent to stand trial. Ethan Alexander Orton, 17, charged as an adult with two counts of first-degree murder, was sent in December to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville for a psychiatric evaluation. His defense lawyers told 6th Judicial District Judge Ian Thornhill they believed Orton has a mental impairment or disorder. Thornhill didn't give any further details of the evaluation, which determines if a defendant understands the charges against them and is unable to understand their lawyers with their own defense. A new performance venue that's part of a multi-purpose development is in the early design stages at a familiar location in downtown Iowa City. Those who have walked down East Burlington Street past the mill in recent weeks have noticed the orange placards announcing the building's impending demolition. The permit was issued Thursday, and demolition of the iconic venue is expected to begin in 2 weeks. But while the mill is set to be demolished, the intent is that some of its characteristics will help form a new state-of-the-art performance venue, said Mark Moen, a local developer and owner of the mill property. While we cannot preserve the old structure of the mill, we will carry forward its values and build a venue that nurtures the local arts culture, acts as a community gathering space, and attracts up-and-coming national performers, Moen, a partner in the Moen Group, said in a statement to the Gazette. Support for this news update was provided by New Pioneer Food Co-op. Celebrating 50 years as Eastern Iowa's destination for locally and responsibly sourced groceries with stores in Iowa City, Coralville, and Cedar Rapids. You can also order online through Co-op Cart at newpi.coop. Have a good weekend, everyone. Good luck with the snow.